speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is it sinful for members to talk about, ignore, or neglect other Christians? As Christians, we are blessed to be a part of a family, a spiritual family. We talked about that a little bit this morning in our class. As a family, and just simply because we are Christians also, we share a mutual love. I think that there are three primary areas that our love should be seen in. To begin with, our love for God. We are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, all of our being. Every part of what consumes our love should be centered in and around God. He is to be number one when it comes to our love. But then in like figure, our fellow man. That is a broad view as we think about loving our fellow man. We are to love one another in a special way, I believe, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We have a brotherly love, phileo, which is the city of Philadelphia is termed after the Greek term phileo. And if you've been to Philadelphia in the middle of the summer and people during rush hour, it's not very brotherly love from what I have personally experienced. But I say all that to point out is that as Christians, though, we are to have this brotherly love for one another. And then in like figure, we are to love people of the world. We are to love their soul and to want the best for their soul. Even those who are enemies, the Scripture tells us that we are to love our enemy. And what greater expression can we have of love towards our enemy than to forgive them and to reach out to them in hopes of bringing them to Christ? So we have a love for God as well as a love for our fellow man. But also the Bible identifies is that we are to love ourselves. Some people in the past I've had say, really, God doesn't want us to love ourselves. He wants us to love Him and everyone else. Well, I think that we also must have a love for ourselves if we're going to be able to love God. We ought to love ourselves because God has created us and God wants us to love ourselves and to take care of our physical, fleshly life here in order to show our love and appreciation to Him. So we must have a certain degree of love for ourselves, yet keep that in check, as I say, have a certain degree of love for ourselves. Not only should we have a love that expresses, we should also have a love that is shown, demonstrated time and time again. We must not be hypocritical. The Bible identifies to us is that we are to be kindly affectionate. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and verse 10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with love. Kindly affectionate here is tenderly, is that word kindly in the Greek language, which literally means a genuine concern and care for one another. When we are in the assembly, it is essential for us to express love for each other and to embrace one another, to show how much we love each other. But even outside of the assembly, the individual who handed this question in, and of course I never share names and I'm not going to do that, the individual handed this in, handed it to me personally and said, I have from time to time members who meet me out in the street and they'll just kind of look the other way. And my first expression of that individual was, is that, well, maybe they didn't see you. And they said, well, I think for sure they did see me. Well, if that's the case, then shame on individuals who would act like that, because that is not showing kind affection towards one another in love. We are to recognize one another and to prefer one another. And if we see our brother or sister out in the street, out in everyday life, we ought to make it a point to go and to communicate with this brother or sister. Also, we've got to be very careful about not tearing each other apart. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15 says, but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. The word beware is a warning that God bestows upon us. He says that if we are not acting in a Christ-like manner, if we are saying things in a condescending manner towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, then He says there's going to be consequences. We're going to rip each other to shreds. And hence, if we do that, we've severed our relationship not only with one another, but friends, we also jeopardize our relationship with God. In this, God shows us that we must not refuse to meet the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "As you therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all those, to all men, but especially those who are the household of faith." In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, John writes to us by way of inspiration by saying, "But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him or bows some compassion," I think the King James says, "how does the love of God abide in him?" The simple answer to that is that if we shut up our heart of compassion, or if we shut up and do not meet the needs, we have the opportunity conjoined with the ability, we just neglect that, willfully walk away from that opportunity, the truth of the matter is that we do not abide in God. So the question is really a hypothetical question, with the answer being it's impossible to abide in God if we had the ability to do good and then we do not.